The Lord is our light and our salvation, heart dwellers. Whom shall we fear? Certainly nothing on earth or in the heavens above. And so I've worked on a new binding prayer today, considering the changes and understanding that the Lord is giving us, He's expanding us on. So I'm going to share that with you now. It begins with the new prayer instructions. We highly recommend praying or singing in tongues between each prayer. In this way, Holy Spirit will rebuke the demons you missed. If you have not received empowerment from heaven, been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, please seek this gift immediately. It is best to pray in tongues continuously throughout the day as Holy Spirit moves you. If this gift were not important, it would not be the very last command recorded in Scripture that Jesus spoke to his apostles before he ascended. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but remain in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. That's Luke 24:49. And Paul boasted, I thank God that I speak in tongues more than all of you. That's 1 Corinthians 18:14. Before the apostles set out to preach, they were told to wait until they received this gift. Then they went out fully equipped. We need this same equipping, guys. That's why Satan attacks and lies against this gift. It is his undoing. Holy Spirit knows exactly how and when to address him. And that's why he hates this gift. I recommend that you pray in tongues and sections as you pray the binding prayer out loud. It's very important to give voice to the Holy Spirit because when he speaks, it's God speaking in his own language. And he rebukes the enemy. He binds things up. He looses things. He heals. He does so many things through tongues. That's one of the reasons why the enemy has so slandered this gift. He's very afraid of it because it's tremendously powerful. And what we're doing when we're praying in tongues, the Holy Spirit lives and dwells in our heart with Jesus and God the Father. Wherever you have one person of the Trinity, you have all three. And so we know by Scripture that Jesus dwells in our hearts and the Holy Spirit is with us always. So when you pray in the Holy Spirit, he is speaking in his own native tongue, and you're giving him permission to use your mouth to speak the words. And as he speaks the words, he addresses the issues directly. You know, unless you have absolutely incredible discernment, which is usually a gift from praying in tongues, unless you have incredible discernment, you're going to miss some things. And Holy Spirit doesn't miss a thing. He knows exactly what to pray for and what to target. So you can't go wrong by praying in the Spirit any time of the day. So here's the rewritten prayer. And as far as receiving the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, just ask for it. Ask him to give you that gift and trust him. And you can go to a church or someone else who speaks in tongues and have them lay hands on you, but that's not totally necessary. Once you've asked for it, he's going to answer you. Before we pray the binding prayer, there's a preparation.